Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 22nd day of February 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Peter, VK7PD, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We are broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C via the digital group. RF relays, 1.862 MHz by Graham VK7GS, 3.670 MHz Dale VK7DG, 7.140 MHz Ross VK7ALH, 14.130 MHz Justin VK7TW, 28.525 MHz Gary VK7JGD, and locally in Hobart on UHFCB channel 24 and HFCB channel 24, 11 metres, with Mark, VK7FMAC. Missed it live? Catch the replay, Tuesday, 8pm on repeaters, VK7RAA North, VK7RHT, and on UHFCB 24, HFCB 24 South. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. Tassie statewide events. Meet the Voice. The Meet the Voice will be on Sunday, 29th of March 2026, commending at 11am in Ross. The Meet the Voice trophy will be awarded. Car boot sale, bring any items you want to sell. It's BYO Everything event. Bring your Barbie, your food and drinks and socialise. Meet the voices you talk to on the radio. Any queries, contact Al, VK7AN, on 0417 354 410. 73L VK7AN. Contest news. John Moyle Memorial Field Day. The John Moyle Memorial Field Day is approaching again, running from 0100 UTC on Saturday, 21 March 2026 to 0059 UTC on Sunday, 22 March 2026. The contest is structured into 8 3-hour blocks, with stations able to be worked again in each block. Following rule changes introduced on 18 January 2026, the event now incorporates all amateur bands up to 241 GHz, excluding WAC bands. Phone contacts are worth 1 point, CW contacts 2 points, and multipliers apply for each call area in every 3-hour period, with distance-based scoring removed. Only serial numbers are exchanged, starting at 001 and incrementing for each contact. For logging, N1MM has effectively become the standard platform for VK contests, with configuration details and custom UDC files available. VK Seal can also be used, although scoring and Cabrillo formatting may require manual correction. Accurate log formatting is essential, and the contest manager should be contacted if assistance is needed. There are multiple entry categories across bands, modes and operating durations, whether single or multi-operator, home or portable. With favourable weather still on our side, it's an ideal opportunity to head portable, boost VK7 participation and make sure a few more Tasmanian call signs appear in the logs. 73 Richard, VK7ZBX. Statewide SSTV nights. A quiet net night saw the following participations: VK7s ZGK, ZAB, AX, ZCF and 00 all sharing 45 photos. Highlights were a steam train in Tasmania and Wee Georgie at Tulla, the model railway at Evandale, model boats at the Bass and Flinders Maritime Museum in Georgetown, a Dutch good morning and have a cup of coffee with cute cats, the Greenwich Time Service at Royal Observatory, the East Cliff Lift, a funicular railway at Bournemouth in England, acoustic aircraft locators that we used before radar, getting in trouble for plagiarism, and Peter Dutton's Atomic Energy Lab. Again, Tony, VK7AX, interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7's exchanged photos with PC1K and PE1NMM in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Note, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmissions on these pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of all these SSTV nights on Ken's and Steve's websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. WWFF Sota Pota and Iota, weekly wrap-up. Parks of the Air Pota now includes more than 85,000 registered parks across 236 DX entities, with over 84,000 registered operators. In 2025 alone, participants completed 15.2 million POTAR QSOs. With the continued growth, several updates to the program are on the horizon, aimed at delivering meaningful improvements for users. Planned enhancements and include live user statistics, upgraded certificates, expanded administrative controls, improved mapping tools, log upload improvements, and an improved spotting system. The recent change provides easier access to your VK7 mapping representatives. If you have questions about a park, would like to request a new park, or have a general POTA inquiry, you can email au-taz@parksontheair.com. All messages sent to this address go directly to Hayden, VK7HH, and Matt, VK7MAT, and they will be happy to assist. For news closer to home, several activations took place over the past week. Travis, VK7VXT, activated both Rodway Range Summit and the Needles Summit, logging 6 SSB contacts from Rodway Range and 4 QSOs from the Needles, including 2 on CW. His call sign is becoming a regular sight on the spotting apps. Jim, VK7JZ, headed out to Rosny Hill Nature Recreation Area with his CW key for an activation, enjoying good conditions and adding more contacts to the log while operating portable. David, VK7ACE, completed the first activation of Longreach Conservation Area near Georgetown. After some pre-activation research to identify the best operating location, he was rewarded with 32 contacts. David worked operators on 40 metres, 20 metres and 10 metres. Ian, VK7IAN, had a very successful outing on Conyngham Nature Recreation Area near Snug, logging an impressive 73 contacts during the activation. Al, VK7AN, and Eric, VK7ZPE, set up at the scenic Redbill Point Conservation Area located on the Tamar River, which offers excellent views across the surrounding bays. Meanwhile, Lance, VK7TO, was in the process of activating Rodway Range Summit as this wrap-up was being prepared. Details of the activation will be shared on next week's update. 73 Matt, VK7MAT. News from the Northwest. A reminder for listeners that the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast is also available in video with a video adaption version encoded by Tony, VK7AX. It includes video where possible of activities and events within the amateur fraternity in VK7 that I have permission to share. For instance, photos exchanged on the weekly SSTV TassieNet. Club activity is also included where possible where I have permission to share. It is relayed via video stream at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings and archived to YouTube sometime on Sunday. Links to the video stream and YouTube archives can be found on the text version of the broadcast. Enjoy. 73, Tony, VK7AX. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. Memorial Silent Key event. On Saturday, 14th February 2026, we held a memorial event initiated by Shirley, VK7HSC's daughter, Paisley, who wanted the club to use funds from the sale of her gear to fund it. We welcomed Paisley and her husband, B, to this event, as well as Loretta, wife of Kev, VK7KEV, Silent Key, and Lynn, VK7FROG, wife of VK7HKN, Silent Key. We were also joined by other amateurs from the Northwest and Northern Tasmania. The event commenced with the roll call of Club Silent Keys as follows. VK4CCC Graham, 2023. VK7BY Bob, 2023. VK7BV Terry, 2023. VK7NX Neil, 2024. VK7KEV Kevin, 2025, and VK7HSC Shirley, 2025, VK7BYL Anne, 2025, and VK7HKN Kevin 2025. A minute's silence was held. We had a small display of some of Shirley VK7HSC radio memorabilia, which included her original license, paperwork from ACMA, her study books, Weissen jackets with Targa badges, and printouts of some Shirley's packet radio messages and other memorabilia. Paisley made a brief speech about her mum, Shirley, and her radio days. Terry VK7JII spoke with the silent keys with his military ode, "In the morning and in the evening, we will remember them." Eric VK7EV spoke briefly in relation to the club's six silent keys. We then commenced the celebration with Brenton VK7HP serving up numerous homemade dips and bickies and light refreshments while we reminisced about our members. Then Brenton VK7HP excelled himself, serving slow-cooked beefsteak and pork rolls, as well as seven different homemade salads, and in case we were still hungry, three homemade desserts. This was all washed down with light refreshments or cordial, etc. A wonderful event to remember our members, a scrumptious array of food, and great weather. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. AGM meeting details. The club held its AGM after the Memorial Silent Key event. The President's report indicated the club is financially in good situation, and this recognised in the early fees, which have remained the same as previous years. Careful financial management has contributed to this success. He advised us that we are not a club, but a small community of helping people, giving community support from the love we have of our hobby, amateur radio. An important milestone was the finalisation of the Mount Duncan lease and new equipment purchases. We sadly lost a few members this year, but their legacy and memories and contributions to the club will never be forgotten. The elections saw the following people appointed: President and Public Officer Andrew, VK7XR, Vice President Brenton, VK7HP, Secretary Eric, VK7EV, Treasurer Mark, VK7MAR, Committee Member Mike, VK7TM, and Rob, VK7ARG, Membership and News Officer Eric, VK7EV. Bi-monthly General Meeting Report. After the AGM, the General Meeting was held and the club welcomed visitors. Nigel, VK7NA, Graham, VK7KT and wife Tanya, Idris, VK7ZIR, Stefan, VK7ZSB, Andre, VK7ZAV, James, VK7JDO, and Lynn, VK7FROG. ARIS NASA planners have contacted the club to advise the ISS contact to Geneva Christian College La Trobe will occur between the dates 8th to 14th June 2026. VK7EK donated three handhelds to the club for use with Scouts and JOTA, which the club is grateful for. The club received a substantial donation from the estate of VK7RN, Peter, which the club is grateful for. Leven District Scout Commissioner Eunice Horn attended the meeting to award JOTA badges to the four club members and three other amateurs who assisted at JOTA 2025. Eunice indicated that they would love to continue their partnership with the club, allowing us to use the facilities for meetings and training, and for us to continue supporting JOTA and Scouts obtaining amateur licenses. Unintentional interference on the Mount Duncan UHF-CB repeater has been resolved through speaking to those involved who are happy to rectify it. The unauthorised use of the Mount Duncan repeater and use of Channel 50 has been tracked down, thanks to the efforts of the club and Northwest Amateurs. A meeting with the company involved and its associates has rectified the situation. We had several amateurs join the club at the meeting, and they were Nigel VK7NA, Graham VK7KT, Idris VK7ZIR, Stefan VK7ZSB, and Andre VK7ZAB, Graham VK7JDO, and John VK7ATX. The club is to negotiate with the Central Coast Council re a memorial plaque to be placed for Shirley VK7HSC. 73 Eric VK7EV, News Officer NWTARC. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 Al VK7AN. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Do your lips tingle when they touch your microphone when you key up? Does the Ethernet or USB connection to your radio drop out when you start transmitting? Does this sound a bit fishy? Well, it's the advertising hook from a small business called Halibut Electronics, and where Colin VK7ZCF obtained a couple of items that he brought to the last clubroom technical night. Halibut Electronics is a small one-person business based on the central coast of California, run by Mark Smith, better known to many hams as Smitty, N6MTS, and among other things he puts together and pre-assembles items for amateurs. Colin went for the kit versions of Mark's Common Mode Current Choke, or CMCC, testing rigs. The RF-CMCC test rig interface is equipped with BNC SMA SO239 and Type N connectors, and the digital CMCC test rig version has non-RF type connectors like Ethernet, USB, 3.5mm audio, and Anderson power pole connectors. The kits include the printed circuit board and all components to make them functional. Both kits have been fully assembled by the time we saw them at the club rooms. Colin decided against a standard type of enclosure and opted for designing and 3D printing a pair of bookend type plates to hold the boards upright. But leaning back about 15 degrees from the vertical, regardless of which side of the board you're looking at. Not only does this allow for good visibility, but has an added bonus of being quickly flipped around, which allows quick access to the 5 slider switches for calibration and test mode selection, plus the 2 SMA connectors for attachment to a V&A. In Mark Smith's own description of his Common Mode Current Choke test rig, he says that it allows a nano V&A to measure the common mode response of a device. Usually a V&A generates differential mode signals and intentionally rejects common mode signals from its measurements. This makes it difficult to measure things like the effectiveness of a common mode current choke. CMCC is a test rig that routes the signal that the V&A is measuring to the outside shield of a coaxial cable to measure its common mode response. To simplify Mark's concept, it allows you to perform tests and measurements so you can quantify the attenuation and resistance of a choke, instead of just blindly trusting the wisdom of the internet and crossing your fingers high. A link is included in the text version of Mark's simplified presentation in YouTube to CMCC, Measuring Common Mode Chokes. The only other notable feature of the previous couple of weeks was the NTARC Annual General Meeting held on the 11th of February. The AGM saw a good attendance of voting members. Extensive reports were presented by the President and Treasurer, followed by each of the club's activity leaders and the all-important auditor's statement. All were tabled and each was well received by the membership. The election saw the return of Idris VK7ZIR as President, Ian VK7IH as Vice President, Andre VK7ZAB as Treasurer, Stefan VK7ZSB as Secretary, and Roslyn as Committee Member. Roger VK7ARN, our internal auditor, and Stefan, our public officer, were both incumbent and are continuing in their respective positions. All club activity coordinators were again appointed to their respective positions. Tony VK7YBG as repeater officer, David VK7JD continuing his role as project manager for Mount Arthur, with both being assisted by Paul VK7KPA and Andrew VK7DW as assistant repeater officers. Other club activity coordinators agreeing to continue in their roles for 2026 were Peter VK7PD as education officer, Ian VK7IH and our new Jota Jotai coordinator, Andrew VK7DW, QSL manager, and Roger VK7ARN as our safety communications coordinator. So there you are, folks. You now have the NTARC committee and coordinators for 2026. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast, NTARC Blogs. Upcoming events: on-air test and technical net session every Wednesday night. Testnet and CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. Then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Clubroom Technical Night, and the next session will be Wednesday the 4th of March and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Clubroom, Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Clubrooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. Finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the Secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, Annual General Meeting. The AGM of REST was held on 15th of February with the following committee members elected: President Hayden VK7HH, Vice President Justin VK7TW, Secretary Public Officer Dave VK7CB, Treasurer Greg VK7GM, and committee members Richard VK7ZBX and Simon VK7FAF. Our many ex officio office holders were also thanked and elected for another year. These can be seen on the REST website. We also voted unanimously to change our REST rules to increase the audit threshold in line with the Associations Incorporations Act 1964 changes. The AGM celebrated a fantastic year for REST, and we all look forward to 2026. Members then enjoyed a barbecue lunch. Thank you to all who came along and those online. REST Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Wednesday Experimenters Group, WEGS. Last Wednesday saw us starting with the REST AGM update, then into the K3NG Kia, now sporting some additional interfaces and a keyboard. Justin VK7TW demonstrated the functionality using the keyboard and then showed an experimental CW decoder using an Arduino Uno and demonstrated its functionality with the K3NG Kia. We then had a blast from the past with hard disks throughout the ages. We finished with an Australian Space Weather Report, future training sessions and events. This event night, we will continue with an eclectic mix of future, present, and past amateur radio items. Wednesday evenings kick off early, with members drifting in from about 6 p.m. Many armed with takeaway containers or home-cooked dinners, they fully intend to eat while pretending to discuss RF propagation. The DATV studio broadcasts begin at 7:30 p.m. and goes out live on REST YouTube channel. Around it unfolds the usual controlled chaos: lively debate, hands-on experimenting, gear tinkering, coffee consumption at industrial scale, the hatching of elaborate, cunning plans, and the kind of wide-ranging amateur radio mischief and global problem-solving that somehow only ever truly makes sense inside the club rooms. Please note, we are currently not broadcasting on DVB-T, RF. See you there or on the stream. 73 Justin, VK7TW. March Presentation Night. MeshCore Communications Platform. Heath VK7TWO, VK6TWO will be taking us on a tour of MeshCore. Remember packet radio in the 80s? Well, MeshCore is a modern equivalent of the 900 MHz ISM band, so you don't have to be a licensed amateur. MeshCore is developed by HAMS, but available to all, and is a decentralized text-based communications platform. It is designed to run on commodity, affordable, developmental boards and uses low-RAL radios to create a meshed network. MeshCore works well over long distances and sub-optimal RF conditions due to the underlying low-RAL radios. It uses flea power and has a small physical footprint. It is ideal for out-of-band communications that don't rely on traditional telecommunications or electrical infrastructure to support it. Great for the preppers out there. Messages are sent from a companion device, which are then relayed through repeaters to reach the destination node. Guess what? There are even bulletin boards, BBSs, out there, LOL. Many of the mesh core repeaters are standalone, solar-powered, so look, Mum, no internet required. When all else fails, the mesh core nodes, like the cockroaches, will survive. Oh, and for those hardcore packet radio users, you can run APRS and LoRa on mesh core. There are many different mesh core setups available and prolific documentation, so Heath will be decoding where and what information is available. When? Wednesday, March 4th from 7:30 p.m, QD Club Rooms and streamed. 73, Reist Committee. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.640 MHz commences at 6:30 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. in the North and Northwest. VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the South, VK7RAF, 146.65-600 kHz. CTCSS tone, 144.3 Hz, to link RAF North-South, plus VK7AX International SSTV Gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast, callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q6560B, stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Reist 6-metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA WWFF group, meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTUC Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday. Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m, then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. NTUC Technical Night Session, Wednesday, 4th March from 6:30 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochelier. NTUC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the NTUC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon in the Rochelier Club Rooms. Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Repeater Group, net on 2 metres of VK7RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday, commencing at 8:30 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net 144.19 USB. VK7 events. Reist, 4 March, presentation, Mesh Core Communications Platform with Heath, VK3 TWO in the Club Rooms and streamed. Reist, 11 March, Forum Night, 2-metre, 70-centimetre, transceiver testing in the Club Rooms. VK7, 28 March, Meet the Voice Barbecue from 11 a.m. in Ross Caravan Park. VK, 7 to 8 November, Tassie Ham Econ Amateur Radio Conference, UTAS Sandy Bay. A reminder to those people rostered for the next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7TW, repeaters Reist NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7JGD. 40 metres VK7DG, 20 metres VK7ALH, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF CB24 and HF CB24, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C Digital Group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch up the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 p.m. on VK7RAA in the North, VK7RHT and UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the South. Got news stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to VK7ARNews@gmail.com by Friday 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 amateurradionewsgroups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 news team, this is Peter, VK7PD, wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.